This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has released the 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan scheme, from his parliamentary constituency Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. In this installment, 20,500 crore rupees have been disbursed to over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers. We now go over live to Prime Minister's address in Varanasi, where he laid the foundation stone and inaugurated developmental works.
Sansindur ke dauran, Bharat ke swadeshi hathiyaron ki taakat puri duniya ne dekhi hai. Hamare air defense system, hamari swadeshi misailen, स्वदेशी ड्रोन्स, इन्होंने आत्मनिर्भर भारत की ताकत को साबित किया है. खासकर हमारी ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें, इनकी दहशत भारत के हर दुश्मन के भीतर भर गई है. पाकिस्तान में कहीं हुई ब्रह्मोस आवाज आ जाए ना तो नींद नहीं आती. मेरे प्यारे भाई बहनों, मैं यूपी का सांसद हूं. यूपी के सांसद के नाते मुझे खुशी है कि वो ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें हमारे यूपी में भी बनेगी. लखनऊ में ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग शुरू हो रही है. यूपी डिफेंस कॉरिडोर में भी कई बड़ी डिफेंस कंपनियां अपने प्लांट लगा रही है. आने वाले समय में यूपी में बने हथियार, हिंदुस्तान के हर भाग में बने हथियार भारतीय सेनाओं की ताकत बनेंगे.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has informed that 73 major stations facing rush situations will have a station director empowered to take on-the-spot decongesting decisions during the festive rush. Mr. Vaishnav stated this in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist has been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces in the Akhal Devsar area of Kulgam district this morning. The encounter began last evening after specific information about the presence of terrorists in the area. The joint operation was launched by the Army, J&K Police and the CRPF. Intermittent and intense firefight continued throughout the night. In Jammu and Kashmir, a sub-divisional magistrate and his son were killed while his wife and two others were wounded when a boulder hit the vehicle they were travelling in Riyasi district. Police said the incident occurred on Thursday night in the Salok Ikhtar Nala area when Rajinder Singh Rana was on his way to his native village, Patian, from Dharmari with his family. The Amrit Udyan, located within the Rashtrapati Bhavan, will be open to the public from the 16th of this month to the 14th of next month. The President's Secretariat, in a statement, informed that the garden will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with last entry at 5:15 p.m. and will remain closed on Mondays for maintenance. Entry is free for everyone. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, West Bengal and Sikkim today. It has also predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar. Heavy rainfall is likely over Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahi, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu. In cricket, India will resume their second innings against host England on day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In badminton, Indian shuttlers are set to compete for a spot in the finals of the Macau Open today. India's Lakshya Sen will be up against 5th seed Alwi Farhan of Indonesia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.